So, what can you do about this if you find the great deal that you want to make sure that your good buying gets you some money? What can you do about it? Well, I think there's some strategies we've talked about that will serve you in good stead, and one of them is you disclose to the current owner that you might flip the property. You might sell it to somebody else and not actually close yourself. You might do a simultaneous closing. And we have a schedule, another beautiful schedule in critical forms. It's the buyer's access schedule. I think that's now found in the miscellaneous legal forms section of critical forms. And that one talks about you might sell it before you buy it yourself. You also can write in your own little squib of a term anywhere in the contract. I'm going to read you one that our member used in this particular deal. You can write it down if you want, but...
I recommend that you do write it down.
Very good, Don. We'll read it out.
And circle it.
So this one is less than the major schedule. It's just written in some place in the contract. And this one said, in the event the purchaser makes an agreement to sell this property to another party prior to closing, this transaction shall proceed on the basis of the purchaser as an intervening transferee. So, that's less than a schedule, but what it does is that it tells the current owner that you might sell it, and when you do find somebody, the seller doesn't get his nose all out of joint because you're making a profit. Remember, if you disclose that right at the beginning, sellers don't care. What they want is the price that you've agreed to pay them. The fact that you might make some money doesn't matter to them if you tell them about it during the initial negotiations. Where they don't like it is when you spring it on them later and they go, so, making some money off me, eh? Ha. Well, to their lawyer, what can I do to screw this guy, is what they say. So disclosure is, I think, really important. I think it's also important that you know that the price you're getting from your ultimate buyer is a fair market price. It's got to be a fair market price. Normally, you will know that because your buyer is not going to get a mortgage unless they get an appraisal that supports the price that you're selling it to them for. But you've got to have some good sense that that's going to happen. Full disclosure. You also need a backup plan. What if you're committed to buying? Just remember, if your ultimate buyer can't get a mortgage or bails or something happens or Resmore wouldn't have done it in this case, you've got to deal with the current owner and you have a responsibility to buy and pay. So you've got to have a backup plan. That might be that you have a line of credit where you could pay cash for the place. It might be you have a venturer who has cash. It might be that you've applied for a mortgage so you can buy it on your own. Some sort of backup plan so that you can buy. And in a case where you had to buy because your ultimate buyer couldn't buy, you might be able to buy it, fix it, and then refinance it and make more dough than you were going to make before. So have a backup plan. Got to have a backup plan.
That's thinking ahead. And that, does that make sense, to think ahead?
Thinking ahead, I don't know, Donna. You know, thinking ahead.
That's being proactive. You can't do that.
Yeah, I know.
No proactiveness.
No proactiveness, no thinking ahead. No, of course. You want to be proactive and think ahead. Now, I'm just going to read you a couple things here. I've got a couple of, this is how lawyers get instructions. These are 8.5 by 14 sheets from two different lenders. And we're now getting these kinds of things. I'm just going to read you a couple of things. This one, I think, is from Treasury Branch. It says, to us as the lawyer, you must take all steps that would be taken by a careful and prudent solicitor on behalf of a client, which is the bank, including without limitation, advising us of any material fact known to you which might affect our decision to make the mortgage loan. So, I know that banks don't like financing simultaneous closings. So if I know about it, I got to tell them about it. If you've disclosed all the way along the way, it really takes the heat off you. It's not some hidden away thing. You must advise us of any significant escalation in the value of the property over a short period of time, or if the vendor under the current offer to purchase was not the registered owner at the time the offer to purchase was signed. It's aimed right at simultaneous closings. A different one. Title to the property has been registered into the name of the current owner within the last 4 months. The first part of it is, you must tell us if this happens. The vendor noted on the title is not the same party that signed the offer to purchase. How about this? You become aware of any collateral agreements, schedules, amendments, credits, discounts, or other allowances that did not appear in the agreement for sale. That's the side deal, the rebate.
So is that putting you in a position, is that the bank handing responsibility to you for all of this, so you have to declare all this stuff?
They are laying it right on the lawyer's shoulders, Don. They are clearer than ever before. We're finding that we have to read these mortgage instructions minutely every time we get them. I mean, it used to be if you were getting a Royal Bank mortgage and you've done them all the time forever, it's the same set of instructions. We have to read them every time because they're changing the rules all the time. So, just have to be aware that there's lots and lots and lots of disclosure required from the lawyer's end, from title insurance end, from everywhere. That gives you a little more heartburn with your simultaneous closings. But they're not illegal, and keep looking for them. Find a way to make them work. All right, next. This one's called, Is It Ever Unconditional? Sometimes I feel like a broken record up here. We talk about applying for financing, and when do you know that it's unconditional? I've had tons of people remove conditions on deals only to have the mortgage not approved in the end. They've done that because they have a phone call. They call their lender and say, so how am I doing on the mortgage? Am I approved? And the lender says, it looks good. Should be okay. Don't think there's a problem. And on that, they remove conditions. So we all know that we want to get condition removals in writing, right? We all know that. We all know that we should say, even when you have it in writing, so this is completely unconditional? This is you talking to your lender or your broker. Nothing else I have to do? Nothing else you need from me? We're done. So I recommend that you follow that. But even when you do that, we have a recent transaction where our client was buying a 9-unit multi, and we were just at the point where we were submitting the documents to the land titles office, and the lender called and said, you know, there was an inspection done and there were some minor deficiencies, and we'd like a statutory declaration from the new owner that they're going to fix up all those deficiencies, and we'd also like a $5,000 holdback. I'm telling you, folks, we were like this far from closing. Oh, and by the way, we think this property should be professionally managed, so we want to see a contract with the professional management company who's going to manage it. And we won't fund until we have those things. None of that appeared anywhere in the commitment letters. Our member is going nuts, as all of us would. And the bank just goes, well, you know, we need it. So, you got to be flexible. You got to be aware that these things happen. You got to be prepared to roll with some punches. And you got to be prepared to take some further action and get it done. So, is it ever unconditional? I don't know. Next.
Can you tell us some good news, Bear?
Good news? This is all good news.
Okay, yeah, because we're aware of it. That's correct.
This is all good news. This is all stuff that's going to just help your empire grow.